Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome back. It is so great to connect with you. And I have to say, I am loving this episode and also last episode. You know, I just, it's divine timing. And, you know, if you've been listening to my podcast and hearing the past episodes where I'll take somebody who's in extreme pain or has some type of health issue and I help them to shift it and even shift out of chronic pain in minutes, you know, that's been there like 10, 20, 30 years. And I've said on the episode, you know, I'll say over and over, I make this look really easy. And because I want you to realize, you know, of course, that it does, it takes real change to get results. And so even though I've been saying it and saying it, I love that this episode and the last episode are really taking a moment to illustrate that, where you can see that there are some challenges that come up. You know, on the last episode, we talked about the number one most common place that people get stuck with healing. And I hope you were able to, you know, when we got to the end of it, I hope you were able to reflect on that in your own life, maybe some places that have been resistant to change. And, you know, that's what we were talking about, is a lot of resistance, or people can go back into the negative. And we've seen that. I know in my own life, when I was working on my changes, I didn't really know how to change consciously. I mean, I'd never really done it. Of course, I had changed in my life. I changed as I grew up. You know, you change with different relationships or jobs or, you know, different things like that will change you. And you kind of, you know, change with them. But a lot of times what just happens is our patterns will just fold into the next relationship or fold into the next situation. And so maybe the pattern changes circumstances, but the internal feelings and emotions and energy still stays the same. You know, we'll see somebody with maybe a pattern of victim, and it looks a lot different in their child than it does in their adult life, or criticism or whatnot. You know, patterns have a tendency to follow us with that internal feeling, but the circumstances change. And so when we look at creating a real change, we look at the hurt that's going on, or, you know, what's really happening emotionally, and look at creating real change around that. And so that's what I love about this episode and the last episode. And by the way, if you missed the last episode for any reason, which was, again, the number one most common place people get stuck, I'd highly recommend going back to listen to that one first and then coming back to this one, because that one is where we started. So I started off with a volunteer, Connie. And as I'm working with her, just a wonderful woman, just sweet, laughing. And, you know, you can tell a woman who's used to needing to be strong and keep strong on the outside and tough on the outside, but a lot of hurt on the inside. And that hurt can show up as a lot of resistance to change, or, you know, even when you want to change, you can find your mind going back into the negative, or even feeling like it's impossible to really change, even though you want to, which is what I love about working with Connie, is you can see that she's wanted to change. You can see that she's trying to change, but she's also very honest and very hurt, and her mind really does keep going back into the negative. And so, you know, and so that's where we're going. And just a reminder, as far as Connie, a sweetheart, really great personality, an empath, very spiritual and even more spiritual in the last year, but an empath and also suffering from a lot of different health issues like fibromyalgia for over 26 years, H. pylori, headaches. And that's really what we're working on with in this episode, in the last episode. So, you know, just kind of a recap, as you will recall, in the last episode, I started working with Connie. And her and I did work all the way through, and we worked on a recorded call, you know, a session for about 50 minutes. And that's about how long it took her to get out of pain. And I didn't want to put that all in one episode because there were so many different key insights that are valuable. And so I broke it up because I also didn't want to give you like a 2-hour podcast because by the time I break it down and explain it, I didn't want it to be super long also. And so that's why I went ahead and broke it into 2 episodes. So again, if you haven't listened to the last one, make sure to get that one and then come back here. So that's where we're going to pick up where we left off. You know, when we had started, the pain was all the way across her forehead and off the charts. And where we wrapped up on the last episode, it had moved. So the pain moved only to the left side of her head and down to about a level 8. But it condensed to a much smaller area. And so that said, we're going to go ahead and jump back in. And we're going to jump back into the resistance. But where we're going, of course, is to her pivot, where her breakthrough was, and then beyond. And so that said, let's go ahead and jump back in with Connie. Okay, so I'm going to ask you to close your eyes for a moment. If I ask you why you guys are separating, why would you say that is?
Too much toxicity and emotional abuse and lack of responsibility on his part for the problems that we've had in our marriage. And I have actually found somebody who does love me and loves me unconditionally. And Scott is, or sorry, he's never ever loved me unconditionally. It's always been on terms. And I've now met my twin flame. And so my life has completely been changed for the better.
Okay. And great. And so I'm going to ask you just for a moment, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. And if I ask you, how many times you've seen people with patterns that go into patterns and patterns and in their lives and relationships and all of that, how often would you say that is?
Just us alone, like it's constant. Like I think.
Okay.
I think we create our patterns.
And there we go. There we go. So I'm going to ask you right there.
Get rid of them. Yeah.
Totally.
And I've made the choice to end my patterns of that I've created that are negative to move into a positive. Okay. That's what I want.
Bingo. And bingo, and I missed it. All right, so what happens, by the way, so this is what's interesting. So whenever I'm working with you or with people in general, you know how sometimes I jump in, and this is the reason why, is because I'm watching, like basically you could say it one way, you could say I'm watching the energy move. Another way you could say it is I'm watching neurons fire. So whatever way you want to say it, but sometimes when I jump in and you're saying something, I go, oh, wait, right here. It's because it's kind of like driving a car. And if you make a left turn, like if you're driving and I'm in the passenger seat and I go, oh, we need to make a left here. So that's why. So I never want, like my human self never wants to interrupt and jump in, but that's.
Okay, so stop when you start to do that.
Yeah, because there's something there that I want to change to fire in a different way or to move in a different way.
Okay.
Because notice you're already shifting it. Your mind is powerful and you know that. Bingo. All right. So, but I want to make that same neuron. Let's see. All right. So let me make it. Let's see. Okay. So, all right. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to notice the feeling of anger towards the man that you're living with. Okay. So I want you to notice that feeling. And I'm going to ask you to go ahead and hold on to that for the next 20 years and let me know how that goes for you. Okay.
It grows and grows.
It grows and grows. It attracts more of the same, all of that, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to picture, how long do you want to hold on to it?
No more.
Okay. No more. And now that you've found your twin flame, do you even need to hold on to that other negative stuff?
No.
Okay. Here we go. If I ask you how many people you feel criticized by about being an empath or your spirituality, how many people do you feel criticized by in that area?
I'd probably say pretty much any human that I've interacted with that isn't a believer, which, yeah, my whole family.
Okay. So, bingo. So when we were talking earlier, we were saying it, you know, and they basically, there's a feeling, basically love there as well. And so I'm going to ask you just for a moment to bring in the awareness that they love you. And I'm going to ask you to not take it personally. What would it feel like for you to not take it personally and realize that they had these beliefs even before you were born? It's not about you. But if you want that respect, if you want them to see it, you've got to do more than just talk to voices or feel energy. You've got to do something with your life. You've got to heal yourself. You've got to show them, hey, look, when they see you heal, then they're like, oh, hey, now I get it. This thing, what's really going on? You know, if I was sitting there, even if you think about my TEDx talk, I mean, I started it out sitting in the wheelchair, but if I was still sitting in a wheelchair saying, hey, you can heal yourself, people would look at me and be like, okay, Brandy. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes for a moment, and I'm going to ask you to bring in the awareness that it's not personal, and that now that you're waking up to this awareness of spirituality and all of that, that, you know, that if you're just talking to voices and whatnot, that's hard to show and prove, but I'm going to ask you to change your life. I'm going to ask you to look up and say, okay, look at your awareness that our minds are powerful. Our thoughts help create our life. I'm going to ask you to say, okay, it's time to heal. Like, you've been fibromyalgia and sick for 26 years. I mean, it's time to say, okay, now you have this, like, this gift. All right, game on. Like, now it's time to live a bigger life. Okay. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment, notice the feeling of feeling criticism for them. I'm feeling criticism from them. And I'm going to ask you to be willing to not take it personally. Like, if you think about my path, honestly, this is the last thing I ever thought I would be doing. Last. I mean, I could picture myself walking on Mars before doing what I'm doing now. Okay. And so point being is that I'm going to ask you to close your eyes for a moment. And what if you're completely healthy? What do you think they're going to think then? What if you're changing your life and doing whatever you're here to do? You know, what if you're doing that? What are they going to think then? What if after 26 years of being, you know, injured and all, like, sick and all these things, you're now living a bigger life and doing more things? What do you think they're going to think?
I think on the majority, most people would be impressed and be proud.
Great.
When
great,
it comes to my family.
Uh-huh.
I would say they would still be doubtful, but that's their issues. It's issues that they have with themselves. It's not because of me directly.
Okay. And bingo. Everybody used to think that the world was flat, right? Okay. And so just for a moment, if you think about it, any change, you've heard before Arthur Schopenhauer's quote, all change passes through three stages. First, it is ridiculed. Secondly, it's violently opposed. And third, it's accepted as being self-evident. And I went through all of those, like, this is stupid, this is ridiculous, oh my God, to being like, oh, this makes a lot of sense. Here's how you do it. Okay. I was like, at first, how am I ever going to heal with my mind? So point being is that you're saying that other people change in your family can't, and you're sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. But it's not that they...
Okay, so wait. Okay. So, all right. So I want you to notice currently, what's your level of pain?
When I think about them, it creeps up. When I think about others, it goes down.
Okay. So yes. So notice you're going the way of your pain. I'm going the way of opposite pain. So a question for you. Do you think that the universe wants you to be in pain?
No.
No. So if your way of thinking is increasing the pain and my way of speaking is decreasing the pain, which would you say the universe wants you to go? Your way or my way?
Your way.
Right, which is the universe's way. Okay. So I have a question for you. All right. So I want to take just a moment and pause it here because there's so much insight and so many things happening. First and foremost, you have to just love this woman. I mean, great honesty, great just being really genuine, and great self-awareness. You know, when I asked her about the pain, she said specifically, she said, you know, as I mention them or I think about them, it's going up. But if I don't, you know, and so she notices right there when she goes and thinks about the hurt and all of that, that it's going up. And so that happened, and just a lot of things happening in this part, but a lot of it having to do, of course, with resistance. You know, even in the first part of it, when she was mentioning that the man that she lives with, so her husband, who's soon to be her ex-husband, you know, that there was all this hurt, and so she found somebody to treat her right and all those things, you notice that even as she's saying it, she's still holding on to that hurt. And so, you know, even in life, if we change our situation or circumstances where she says, well, I'll find somebody else, what happens is even when we change our situation or our circumstances, if we don't get rid of that underlying hurt, it ends up following us. Either it'll show up eventually in that next relationship, or it moves to family or friends or boss or work or whatever it is. Like wherever we go, our energetic patterns tend to follow us. And I have seen this show up in the most craziest ways. I mean, one example, it would really be a stereotype where I worked with a woman who had an abusive father. And so she had that abusive father stereotypical situation that I would refer to, you know, that where unfortunately she grew up with that. And I had so much compassion for her. And, you know, and so hearing her story, I mean, she grew up with that. Then she attracted somebody who was, you know, a boyfriend who was abusive and then left him and then another one and then married an abusive man. So she had that whole pattern and finally said, you know what? I'm done with this. I'm done dating. You know, she's like, I don't even want a relationship anymore. And so she left all of that. And then like a few months later, her son, who was like 13 or 14, somewhere in there, got diagnosed as being bipolar. And then he started hitting her. And then she's like, you know, what do I do? I mean, he's on medication now, and sometimes he doesn't take it, and then he hits me, and then it's just like this pattern followed her around no matter what she did. And she was, of course, like, well, I can't get rid of my 13 or 14, I can't remember the exact age, but I can't get rid of my son. He's got this health issue, and I can't say, okay, well, now he's bipolar, and, you know, and so obviously there was a lot of work that had to be done there to make the shifts. But point being is that, you know, in this situation, there's a part of her that is saying, okay, well, I found somebody else, and she's got all this hurt that's going on. And it's not just with the man that she's living with. You can see that we're going to go into even more about this pattern. But the biggest thing you'll want to notice here is that a few things is that she's got great insight and says, oh my God, if I go back into the old, the pain goes up. And when she doesn't, and she doesn't go back into the hurt, it starts going down. And so that's a great thing. And also, you know, her insight is wonderful, and being willing to shift is great. And so that's where we're going to go to is, you know, you can see with her family or with this man, there's pain around it. And the pattern isn't just in the relationship itself. And so that's where we're going to go into the breakthrough. But I just want you to notice that there is a part of her that is stuck in the hurt or wanting to avoid it, or even as she goes back into it, the pain then goes back up. And that's what she's been living with. And, you know, really wanting her to shift not only this emotion, but if she's living with this now, then that, of course, is a problem and also why she keeps ending up with major headaches that she's had going on. And so that's where we're going to go. And I want you to notice as we move forward, not only is she going to go into the resistance, and we also want to look for the breakthrough, but we also want to look for what you want to look for as we're going through it is how I ask her to keep into her emotions, how I ask her to like really start stepping into noticing the emotional shift. So that's what I'd recommend paying attention to. And here we go. Are you sure it's your family that's very stuck in their ways of thinking, or is it you that's very stuck in your way of thinking? So notice when I'm asking you to change, you're saying, uh-uh. And then I'm saying, well, what about changing? Uh-uh. What about changing? No, no, no. So if your family lived during a time when the world was flat and people started realizing, hey, Earth is round, you think your family would be like, nope, it's flat. You're going to fall off the edge. Or you think that they, after a while, they might get it too?
I think you're right that I'm not believing that they would think differently. So it's they had their issues, but I have my issues that I, yeah. Good point. You're right. Maybe I am just a little too stuck and I can't let it go.
You're freaking amazing. I love that. Can you take that in?
Yeah.
Can you take that in for a moment? That you're willing to think in a different way.
You just put the pain down to like a 5.
Right? Pain is going down. Awesome. Awesome, awesome. Who's doing that?
Me.
Absolutely. And so just for a moment. So that's universe's way of thinking or Connie's way of thinking. Which one do you want to go towards? Old way of thinking or Connie's new way of thinking?
I want Connie's new way of thinking that I might let things go.
Great. And let me ask you, let's be honest. If your family lived during a time when everybody thought the earth is flat and if you sail to the edge, you're going to fall off. Do you think your family, despite if more and more people are waking up and saying, oh, you don't fall off the edge of the earth. Do you think your family would be like, nope, we're stuck in the fact that you're going to fall off the edge?
Yeah, no, you're right.
You think they might start to wake up, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And more people are waking up.
Yes.
Okay. More and more people are waking up. Not only that, but when you start to think about it for a moment, I mean, even if you think about it, it's written in the Bible that our thoughts help create our life. You know, as you, or what is it? Like Mark 11:24 is, believe you have received and it is yours. And so, you know, ask for what you want, believe you have received and it's yours. Another way of saying manifesting, our thoughts help create our life, you know, or life and death is in the power of the tongue. I mean, like there's so many different things that are written throughout history, but point being is, can you think about what it would be like if it was possible for your family to wake up to this new awareness?
I might get them back.
You might what?
Then I might have a chance to get them back.
Then you might have a chance to get them back. Yeah. And I want you to notice how much this has been bothering you. As evident by the tears that are streaming down your beautiful face. Okay. I feel you. Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and pause it for a moment because, again, so many things have happened in just this segment. You know, if we think back to the beginning of just this portion right here, the first thing that happened is she started to have this awareness, like this insight of going, oh my gosh, what if I'm the one who's actually a bit stuck? Which was so awesome. And I love her awareness and you can just feel her insight from it. And it's beautiful because if you think about it for a moment, she's had this really tough outer shell, a lot of feelings of anger towards her man that she's living with, you know, the one that she's separating from, and also towards her family, and that anger, she's had that feeling. And when she starts to take in the awareness that maybe it's her who's stuck and maybe they can change, a few things happen. I mean, first and foremost, you notice, of course, her pain starts going down. And so there's that. So her pain starts coming down and you know, and then when you think about it, right where we ended, there's this feeling of feeling like going, oh, well, maybe I can get my family back. And what's really been going on is there's a lot of hurt underneath. So I know I've been saying that for a while. It's just, you know, it's this woman who's holding on to a lot of hurt. But you'll notice it's been expressed through a feeling of feeling angry or upset with them. And so there's just been a lot of layers going on. And so that epiphany allowed some of her pain to come down further and for her to actually connect with what's really going on beneath that. And that is the feeling of hurt and feeling like she doesn't have her family and all of that going on underneath. And of course, if you noticed in this segment, once I started to open up, I of course had to go ahead and reinforce it. So a lot of kind of talking to help reinforce it and keep it open, because her mind definitely wants to keep going back into the hurt, back into the upset, back into the feelings of anger, which you'll see continue even going into the next segment. You know, just that I'm kind of taking a little bit more control over speaking more to make sure that her mind doesn't go there. Now, if you think about that in your life, what you'll, of course, want to do this for yourself is as you start to have an epiphany, you'll want to reinforce it and you'll want to really be willing to change and be open to creating a real shift, because ultimately this is your life and you'll want to make sure that you're clearing the patterns and you're really clearing any of that hurt and pain that's going on underneath. And so, you know, from this segment, you can see that there's just so many layers that are going on. And so when I've talked about, you know, creating the breakthrough, which is what she's doing now, is really stepping into that, but also noticing if there's layers there, because there can be for a lot of people, several layers that you want to shift through. And so, and it'll reveal, you know, even more vulnerability a lot of times beneath that that you may or may not even see. And so that said, that's where we are. And I want to go ahead and continue to the next piece of really creating that shift all of the way. So here we go. So just for a moment, this is the thing. Imagine if I was injured and still, you know, using a wheelchair, walker, cane, all of that stuff. And I was like, hey, by the way, your thoughts create your life and you can heal. How much do you think people would believe me if I'm all injured and everything? Okay. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to close your eyes and take in the feeling of freaking game on. Game on. Like, okay, you've got, like, you're waking up to your purpose, whatever that is you're doing, like, and you're going, okay, look, you don't even need to know what all that is right now, but going, okay, now you need to lift, you need to change, and bingo, and trust that your family can too. And more people are waking up. More and more people are waking up to this incredible awareness, right? And even if you think about, I know we're this whole P word, we're staying away from the pandemic, but just for a moment, it's a literally, there's an awakening that's happening. There is an awakening that's needing to take place. I mean, yeah, even if you think about it right now, this is what a lot of people, like, honestly, this pandemic thing kind of reminds me of my own injury. Like, one day everything was normal. Then the next day everything was upside down. I couldn't work and I was injured and there was no cure. And so, you know, obviously I was 7 years of my life and all of that, but where it feels like normal everyday life and in your home all the time and all of that. And you probably know a bit what that feels like. So, but if you think about up until this point, people have been getting more and more sick. I mean, even in the year 2000, it was projected that more and more people would get sick and more people and all of that. We've needed a change. We've needed a change. And so I'm going to ask you just for a moment, are you willing to change? Are you
Absolutely.
Willing? To, love it.
I am ready.
You ready?
I'm ready to change. I want it better.
Okay. And so I want you to, awesome. I love that. Now, I want you to think about what my mindset was. Oh my God, people are going to think this is crazy and blah, blah, blah. Well, let me figure out what I can do. And I did like thermography and all that. Okay, that was my path. Okay, now if you think about it, the first thing you've got to do is start healing, you know, and realizing. So if I ask you for a moment, okay, If I ask you 0 to 10, bingo, your current level of pain, what's your current level of pain?
It's gotten to a smaller area. It's still really sharp, but so it'd probably be about still about a 5, but the area's gotten like really
tiny.
Small.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
It's all the way across. Now it's a little tiny spot.
Tiny spot right there. Totally. Okay. And it's about, I have about a level 4 right there. So
yeah.
We'll go with your 5.
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay. Great. So bingo. So I want you to notice, do you think you're going towards wrong way of thinking or do you think you're going towards right way of thinking?
Right way of thinking.
Right way of thinking. So every ailment in your body is giving you a message to change your way of thinking.
Reprogram myself.
Yes. To reprogram yourself. Bingo. Spot on. And so just for a moment, okay, do you want to resist this new way of thinking or do you want to embrace the new way of thinking?
I want to embrace it.
Okay. So just for a moment, embracing it would mean realizing that your family's not being critical of you. That they had these beliefs long before you were even born, your parent, like your family. I mean, long before you ever became spiritual, it's nothing personal. It's not personal. And then just for a moment, can you be grateful that you woke up before they did? Just that you're not like the last person to wake up. You're at least going, okay, I'm waking up to this awareness. Awesome. And I don't need to judge people who didn't yet. That's where I'm at. Like, cause I can honestly look back and say, I thought it was crazy and all these things. That's my truth.
I like to be a trendsetter, man. Yeah. I like being the trendsetter.
Okay. There you go. But you can't judge people that aren't there yet.
You're right. And I complain about being judged on me. And when you say that, I think I don't realize in the moment, but I think I'm still judging the fact of the people in my family that are judged, like that are having their beliefs.
I love your awareness. I love your self-awareness. I love your self-honesty. I love it. I love it. Right.
And I hate hypocrites. So, I'm being a hypocrite.
Totally. Great self-awareness, but don't label yourself now. Don't be mad. Be like, I'm a hypocrite. You're not a hypocrite, but don't. Yeah. So there
judgment.
You go.
Not an actual hypocrite.
Bingo. There you go. So bingo. So just for a moment, can you have compassion for them? Can you appreciate the fact that you're opening up to a new, like you're on the forefront of change and not the last person to change? Can you appreciate that? And can you not judge them? I would have been one of them, not one of your family members, but I don't want a person that didn't believe. And so just for a moment, can you take that in and can you not judge them? And instead, can you just become the change? Can you say, okay, well, let me heal myself. Okay, let me change my life. Okay, cool. Let me really embody the change. Without, and you don't have to have it in their face all the time or anything like that. It's just going, okay, like literally, I mean, there were people me going through my injury. There were people who were laughing, like, just like, oh my God, she's never going to heal herself. All those things. You know what? I just went inside and was like, look, let me just figure this out. Like my, what's that?
It makes me more determined to do it when people actually are criticizing me. It's
great. Wait. Totally. Can you take that in? You spot on. Can I ask you to close your eyes? I'm going to ask you to notice that feeling, that determination. Would you embody that moment? And embody that feeling. Good. Good job with your energy. Good feeling. Good. Okay. And I want you to also notice what it feels like to not take it personal. They're not trying to criticize you. They love you. They really do. They just don't get it. They don't understand it. And it's foreign, and that's okay. All right. So just a few quick things from this segment, just to kind of deepen your level of awareness of what you want to do in your life, is that, you know, a few things that you want to do and a few things that you want to not do. I mean, if you think about it for a moment, notice that I'm having her tap into her emotions. And so as you're making the shift for healing, if you're too much in your head, it'll keep you from making the real shift. And so always wanting to deal with your emotions and creating that real shift at an emotional level is, of course, key. And further than that, you'll notice that she's still, her mind's still wanting to go back into the negative and kind of, you know, what I'm doing in this episode is, of course, I'm just kind of pushing her to change it. A lot of times what I'll do is I give people techniques and tools to actually create the shift on their own, because you'll really need to stay out of the negative. And really, ultimately, you want to get it gone completely. Okay, you want to make it so it's not even there. Because if you noticed, she started to say, when they criticize me, and she started to say that, you know, when they criticize me. Now, if I wouldn't have stopped her, I did stop her and interrupt, but if I didn't, she would have brought her pain back up again. That simple, you know, just going into that, it would have brought her pain back up again. And that is, that would have, of course, been counterproductive. And as you can see, where I keep saying, who's doing this, you know, because I want her to see that it's her way of thinking, that it's her mind, her power. She's incredible. And I love that she picks up on that so quick. So I love that. And I just adore this woman, just very authentic and very real. And so I love that. But point being is that, you know, as she continues to go back in the negative, it will bring her pain back if she does. And the reason that I'm not going directly into going, okay, well, let's clear the negative, is because you always want to start with the positive. Because the more you deal with the negative, the more you work with the negative, when you don't yet have a positive frame of reference, the more chances it's going to just increase your pain and make it even worse and hard to deal with. And so ultimately, I want to really give her a feeling of positive to go into. And then, you know, in the bigger picture, she's going to really want to delete the negative all of the way, because even this pattern, you know, started since childhood, has been going on for a long period of time, even before this relationship. But, you know, and the empath and the family and all of that. So it's been going on a long period of time. But again, getting into the positive is key, because that's when she can even see those changes taking place and keeping her out of the negative. And so that's been the bit of challenge. And so in your life, you'll want to make sure to make that shift. And so that's where we're going, even more into the positive and creating that so she really feels that. And so notice how much I'm asking her to go into her emotions and really feel that the new emotions are great for her, and creating that pivot, that breakthrough, and then, of course, moving into that fully. So that's where we're going. Here we go.
I think as humans, we've been bred kind of to think that if you can't see it, then it can't be there. It can't be true in a way. Yeah. And I want to prove that you don't have to see something to see that it's true. You just have to have a little bit of belief, and to show that just a little bit of faith and belief, amazing things can happen. But I think as humans, we've been born to be able to want to see that it's proof. Like, so when they're watching you and you see, oh yeah, look, she did it. And it makes it easier for people to believe. But if they can't see something, it's harder for them to believe.
Exactly. So now what happens? What do you think would happen if all of a sudden, after all of this time, you are healthy and you change your life? What do you think your parents are going to say? What do you think your family's going to think? Wait. Come with me. Do you think that they would be impressed?
I think they would. I was trying to
Take that in. Yeah. Take that in. Do you think they'd be impressed?
Yeah.
Great. Take that in. Bingo. All right. So I want you to notice the level of pain. And what's your level?
Probably about a 2-3, because I'm overthinking.
Yep, you spot on. Yes, you are, and that's why I keep trying to
show them. Okay,
and also, this is the other thing: is what I want you to do. Sometimes, like when you said determined, I was like, okay, wait. I want you to stop there and feel it. So it's one thing to think; is another thing to feel. Okay, kind of like this: if somebody's thinking about anxiety, or if they're feeling anxiety, is there a difference in their body?
Yeah.
Yeah. Big difference, right?
I know. Yeah. Cause yeah.
Big difference. You can think, you could say anxiety, but if you're feeling anxiety, big difference of what's going on in the body, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So in other words, there's some of these things, that's why, and I hate the fact that I have to interrupt, but that's why. Okay. So just for a moment, I want you to think about how impressed they'd be. Okay. I want you to think about that for a moment. And I want you to think that they start going, wait a second. Well, what does she do after all that? What is she doing? Wait a second here. Okay. They want to know how and what and why and huh? And so just for a moment, notice what that would feel like. Notice what that would feel like. Okay, so I'm going to ask you to get out of this whole pattern of feeling judged by them and criticized by them and then judging them back and then criticizing them back and feeling and all of that, that whole circle, and realize that isn't going to get you anywhere except for more disconnected from your family. Okay?
It's not serving me. It's time to get rid of it.
Bingo. Say that again.
It's no longer serving me, so it is time to get rid of it.
Great. What's your level of pain right now?
1.
Yep, it dips down to a 1, right? As you said that. Okay, that's why I asked you to repeat it. Okay, so no longer just serving me. What's that?
No longer serving me, be gone.
Okay, so it's no longer serving you, and it's time to not take it personally. Realize that they're not criticizing you, they're not. It's not about you. And instead to just say, oh, okay, let me make this change. Let me really change my life. Are you willing to get determined and do that? Are you really, really, really willing to get determined and do that?
Oh, yeah.
And how much do you think if they change, if you change your life and you're healthy, how much do you think they're going to go, oh my God, what did she do?
Yeah.
Take that in. What does it feel like? Wait. What does that feel like? Take it in. What does that feel like? What does that feel like for them to go, oh my God, wait a second. What did she do? What does that feel like? What does it feel like?
I did it. You can do. I did it. It's amazing.
And if I ask you what your level of pain is, what's your level?
0.
Mm-hmm. 0. 0. And I'm going to ask you to take that in. Who did it?
I did.
You did. So I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment. How freaking amazing are you?
I am freaking amazing.
You are freaking amazing. Now, I want you to think about, you mentioned a lot of different health issues, okay? And so what I want you to think about is that they're all trying to give you a message to change. Okay, now if I ask you, are you willing to change?
Yes.
Okay, now this is the thing, is that if I told you that, that I was feeling like all of this hurt and all these things for my family and all this stuff. And then I was, and I was in that for a while, and I decided, okay, I'm going to change. And I just decide that one day. And then I don't do anything else. How does it go?
It stays. And it probably gets worse.
Okay. So create that change and really feel it every day. Okay. So I want you to make sure to get it in. By the way, something that I did during my injury was I would use music to help me reprogram my mind, to help me feel things. No specific music. Okay. So, and I don't know if you've seen, I have like a blog that I've done where I've done some songs that I used during my injury that I used to help me. Like one thing I would listen to is like when I was injured, I would listen to Walking on Sunshine by Katrina and the Waves. It's an old song. Walking on Sunshine and it's going to feel good. Okay. And walking did not feel good. It felt painful, but I would start listening to that. But another thing, my song, a song that I listened to get determined all the time, was a song by Eminem, Lose Yourself. You know, if you've heard that song, Lose Yourself in the Music. Okay. I would listen to that all of the time. And I would get that feeling in of going, okay, I have to do this. I have to get my life back. I have to do this. Right. And so what I'd suggest to you is that you pick a determination song from this, that you listen to this recording again, you make sure to get it in, you remind yourself that this isn't just Brandy speaking, that you can see that your pain went away. So the universe is giving you a message to change, okay? And you did that, and your mind is powerful. And so what if you took all of the messages in different parts of your body that are going on, and you really created change, okay? And so ultimately from this, and I don't want you to overwhelm yourself with everything all at once. So I want you to just embody this, because being loved is so important to you. And I want you to notice how you're in tears with your family. It does. It does.
Because when Kristen's here, it calms me. It makes me to hear just kind words being said. It just makes all the difference. Just a smile, just, you know, appreciation that I am who I am and I'm loved for who I am and I'm good enough. And to be treated like I'm good enough is amazing.
Absolutely. And I want to remind you, you've got to bring in even more of that on the inside.
Yeah, that's where it's been. I know that's where I've not resisted. I know that's what I got to do, but it's been so hard because it's been so many years of hurt that it's been really, really hard for me to do that despite knowing that's what I need to do. It hasn't, but you put ideas in my head on how to do it. And thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And I love your smile. And so I want you to make sure to listen to this every day. Embody this change, okay? And then make sure I would pick a song. And I would pick a song that makes you feel the sense of feeling determined and that feeling of determination, okay?
It's hard to pick just one song. I have so many different songs that are special and I listen to all the time. I always have the music.
What I would do is pick one or two, because watch this. I want you to picture that somebody has 200 wedding songs, okay? The songs that they listen to during their wedding. If they listen to those 200 songs, okay, how do they feel compared to if they had one major wedding song that was like their theme wedding song? And every time they listen to that, which one is gonna feel more touching to them? The 200 songs? Or the one weddings. Yes, the one.
I already know that for a fact. So yeah.
You already know that for a fact, right?
Yeah.
That one.
And I have her song. Yeah.
So. Kristen, you have your song. So I want you to think about. So what I want you to do is pick that one song. Okay. Pick that one song that makes you feel something. Not just think. Not just, oh, I love music. Because believe me, I love music too. Yeah. Love it. And I could listen to 201 songs. Okay. And so, but I want you to have that one also that you can play that gets you amped or gets, it has a feeling state change. Cause I want you to notice. And again, one of my least favorite parts is that I have to interrupt, but is because there's specific neurons firing at certain times or energy, however you want to say it, that are going that I want to catch. And I have to catch to be able to get the results. And so it's a balance. And one of the things is that you were talking. And so I want you to get more in your feeling state to make these changes.
Okay.
That's going to be key. And so pick a song, not just that you like, but one that makes you feel something. If I ask you your song with Kristen, how much that song makes you feel something.
He always plays it for me. He makes it come on my Google. Every time I'm sad or down and stuff, he puts that on and an instant change in my demeanor and thought process and feelings. Yeah, instant.
There you go. Okay, instant feeling change. That's what I want you to pick. Something to embody this determination, not take things personally, and really embody that shift. So great job with your energy. Very impressive. I love it. I love it. And Connie, it has been such a pleasure connecting with you, dear.
Thank you. So grateful. Thank you so much. You're amazing.
You're so sweet. And you're amazing. Thank you. Have an incredible rest of your day.
I will now. Thank you.
You're so welcome. All right, so let's go ahead and bring this all together, because there is so much from this one call with her that I think that, you know, there's something in it for everybody, if not like a lot of somethings in it from everybody, and just so many insights. And even if we look at this one segment right here, I mean, you've just got to love this woman. I mean, first and foremost, congratulations to her. She brought it down to a zero. And you can see that it does take real change. So every time in the past episodes when I've been saying, you know, I make this look really easy in working with somebody because I can see what they're feeling. And so you can see how, even in this episode, you can see how there was a lot of resistance.
And if we look at just this segment, you can see her, she's wonderful, having epiphanies, like, I can see that that pattern is no longer serving me. So she says that. And of course, she got her pain down to a zero. She did that, and she can see the power of her mind and changing. And so I love that. And she can see that it's more than just Brandy saying that, you know, something should change, but she can see that her body is responding to that. And that's what's key. You know, beyond me, there's the universe, God, divine, our bodies are giving us a message. And I love that she gets to see that. And so she can see that the pattern isn't serving her. And I love that. And I also love her other insights in this where she's like, ah, yes, because I'm too much in my head. And she can see that. And I love that because she's, you know, got that down as we've been working. And I'll kind of, you know, step in and interrupt and be like, hey, you know, let's get it back into the emotions. And so so many key pieces. I also love the feeling where she was really willing to go into the determination and saying, okay, well, I can show them. And, you know, that takes effort and it really takes follow through. And that's what she's going to need to do is to really follow through and work with the other things additionally that are going on, but really create that change. And this is huge because, you know, as we mentioned in the beginning, she had multiple issues to work with. And when we have different issues going on, of course, there are different emotional changes that need to take place. I mean, different emotions affect the body differently. So we talked about that in the last episode. And you, as you recall, I used that the pregnant woman as an example. And so you can really, you know, just a great way to illustrate that. But different emotions affect the body differently. And so she'll definitely want to do the other ones after she gets this one down. So part of this one is being willing to embrace that change. And so this one, if you think about it for a moment, her going, okay, well, let me get determined. Let me really make this change. This is foundational for her. And so I'd say, you know, a lot of times when we start with one health issue and we really address it, it'll make everything easier to address the others. And so this one, of course, is key to start with for her, for, I mean, multiple reasons. It's hard to think and do anything if your head is hurting and off the charts. And so, so that is key. And also, you know, as she really brings in that feeling of determination, it'll fuel her to want to do more. And that, of course, is key. That means there's a way for her to really make her life better. And so, you know, just a beautiful trajectory and vision to move forward in. And by the way, that was something that I did in my own life. You know, in my life, people kept telling me I wasn't going to get better. And, you know, not only my doctors, but I had other people around me that were, you know, thought it was a bit crazy for continuing to try. Even my neighbor, who is now what? I think she's now 85 years old. But at the time, she would tell people, you know, she'd see me working on things and trying to get better. And she would tell people, my poor neighbor thinks she's going to get better and she's not. And we laugh about that after the fact. In fact, one of the things that I'll do is if you want to see it, a clip from the end of my injury after I got better, me and my neighbor, she's like a second mother to me. She's just such a sweetheart. She was there with me when we worked on walking with no cane and all of these things. And she was there by my side and walking with me and laughing and and all kinds of silliness. But with this episode, if you're listening on my website, I'll go ahead and put a link to a short clip with her in it. And you'll see me talking, you know, kind of like things that I tried to do as I was getting better, which was walking with her, but also when we tried to ride a bike, you know, just some silliness. But it's really sweet. It's really sweet. And of course, point being from that is that if you are in a place in your life where you've been told that you can't get better, and maybe that's why you're here right now listening, is because you have an illness that's supposed to be, you know, incurable, which is a lot of things that are incurable these days. Everything from diabetes to chronic pain to injuries or illnesses. I mean, you hear that all of the time. And so, you know, if you're here and you're somebody who feels like your situation is incurable and you can't get better, then, you know, taking that feeling of determination and saying, okay, I'm gonna do this. And if that's your situation, whatnot, you know, I'd strongly recommend just watching that short clip of my neighbor and I, because it's the sweetest thing ever. But you'll see, even in my life, where that came up, where people thought, you know, I can't get better. And so, you know, it makes you want to really bring your A game and do everything you can to create that shift. And, you know, maybe you're not there. Maybe you've got something that you are working on shifting, but maybe you are experiencing a lot of feelings of criticism towards your life, your spirituality, your beliefs. And so maybe from that place you say, okay, I'm going to take my life, I'm going to take it to the next level. And maybe that is a bit of a challenge for you, where you say, okay, game on, let me get determined. And maybe that's not something that is specific towards you. Maybe you have a life that is all set up where that is accepted, which is awesome and great job. I love that you have that manifested around you. How beautiful is that? Love it, love it. You know, and just, there are so many pieces. Thinking about the last piece that I talked about with her, which has to do with the music. I have to say, you know, if you think about the music and how you can use that in your life, it's powerful. And I actually also have a blog on it, if that's a piece that you want to further dive into. And what I'll do actually is I'll go ahead and leave a link to my blog as far as mind programming with music. I'll leave a link with this podcast as well. And that'll be on my website. So if you go to the website podcast, you'll get that link to the blog if you would like, but it'll help you to understand, you know, a deeper level of awareness of what I did with music. And so you can read more about that if you like. But, you know, if we take a moment to just think about it, ultimately, you'll want to create an emotional shift in your life. And one of the ways that you can help start to create that is by making sure to get music in, you know, using a song and really start bringing in that feeling. And so, again, I'll go ahead and post a link from the podcast of, you know, of creating that shift. Of course, to be clear, you know, I always mention that, you know, I always want to be clear and transparent in the process. And so after she does get this in fully, which you can see her body responded to, which is great, she'll also want to go ahead and make sure to delete the negative pattern all of the way. Because if not, there's a chance that her mind could go back in there. Now, of course, you can see that her shift has already taken place because her pain is gone. And so you can see her body's responding to it. But making sure that negative is gone is also going to be a key step for her in the process. But right now, getting the positive in, really, really reinforcing it with music, reinforcing it and feeling it is going to be key. And so that said, I strongly recommend doing that in your life, or taking any of the many insights from this episode or even the past one and combining it to start creating that shift in your life. And of course, again, if you are somebody who needs to step into that determination and really taking things to the next level, I would highly recommend going to check out that link of me and my neighbor slash other mother who was there for me throughout my injury. And you'll kind of get a glimpse of some of the silliness and some of the changes and some of the, you know, the feelings of disbelief that people had around me when I was going through my injury. And so that said, your mind is powerful. Our minds are all powerful, and it's truly incredible what we're capable of. And so love this. Great job, Connie. Really great shift. Very impressive. And again, I love being able to see this illustrated so clearly where challenges can come up. And of course, then the breakthrough and beyond can occur. So guys, it has been such a pleasure connecting with you. I wish you a most wonderful, incredible rest of your day. Thank you. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. I love connecting with you. And if you love this show or you learned something, please be sure to hit the subscribe button and make sure to share it with the people around you. The more you share it, the more we can change our world for the better. Also, I love hearing from you. If you'd like to send me any questions or comments, please visit me at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctor. Instead, you'll want to continue to work with them and make it your goal to blow their mind with what you are capable of with your mind. Thank you.